To talk with Hilly Rose, call the Wildcard Line at 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. From east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, 1-800-618-8255. International callers may call their in-country Sprint access number. Press option 5. Then dial toll-free 800-893-0903. Now, sitting in for George Norrie, this is Coast to Coast AM with guest host Hilly Rose.
And my guest is Dr. Shelley Kerr, who's written the book Beyond Reality, The Evidence of Parallel Universes. But, Shelley, you really do a lot more than deal with parallel universes. You get into past life regression, future memory, and is that work like past life? In other words, you bring people into the future?
Yeah, it's actually just as easy to take them there as it is to take them into the past. People began coming into the office feeling stuck, or maybe they had lost their job or whatever, and they needed some help with a direction for the future. And so you can basically float them out into their own future where they can see themselves happily, successfully creating whatever it is they want to create.
As far as their present life is concerned?
As far as their present life. Well, you could take them further out, but I don't think that would do any good in the present reality. So usually in a session, I'll take people into their past lives to uncover, you know, their hidden talents, their gifts, lessons, and then take them to meet with some kind of a guide who can help them identify what their soul purpose is, like why are they here, what is all of this about, and then I'll progress them out into the future where they're happy and they're successful and they're doing what it is that they're supposed to be doing, because I believe that the future is made of infinite possibilities, so it is just as easy to go to the happy, successful place as it is to go to any other. And then by locking in on that success, you know, I'll have them tell me, well, how did you get there? What was the first step that you took to get to this place where you are now at this pinnacle of success? And they can tell me step by step all the things that they did. And according to the laws of physics, you know, if they will lock in on that, and if that is what they choose to create by locking in on it and naming those steps and just following those steps, then they're more likely to create a very empowered life that way.
Edgar Cayce started this process of reading the record of the soul. How do you pronounce that, Akashic or Akashic?
I pronounce it Akashic, but I think some people pronounce it Akashic. I don't know.
I'll take your pronunciation.
Tomato, Akashic. Tomato, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Okay, but what's the point of that? What's the point of reading the record of your soul?
I got into this because I was doing a past life regression on a woman who actually fell asleep in the chair. And what would happen is when I regress people is that I can see where they're going. So like if you told me that you were back in Florence, you know, years and years ago, I kind of have a little movie in my head and I can see it. And so when the lady was asleep, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I've got to do something. And I started having all these, you know, as usual, just little movies running in my head. So I thought, well, I'll just start telling her about it. And I feel that, you know, this is another physics thing though, but time to me is like a stream. And so that's why I named the book Life Stream. And I believe that we can all, it's almost like when you whitewater raft and you put your raft on the river and you can begin to float down the river, and I'm able to pick up just different nuances of the person's life, more about their soul journey, their purpose, and give them that kind of information. But I think that that's, again, it's something that we can all learn to do.
All right. We have lots and lots of folks who would like to talk with you, so we will get right to phone calls right after this. Hilly Rose in for vacationing George Norrie, and let's immediately go to the wild card line and say, hi, where are you calling from?
Hi there, this is Roger. I'm calling from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes, sir, Roger.
Hey, I just wanted to, I have a couple of short, quick stories. The first one is, I'm a trucker, over-the-road trucker, and, well, first of all, let me say, my wife and I have been married 20 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was like I said, I live in Omaha, Nebraska, and I was in Wheeling, West Virginia at a TA truck stop, and I walked in one morning to have my coffee, my breakfast, and I walked into the cafe, and there behind the counter was my wife. Now, that can't, I thought to myself, that can't be, you know. My wife's at home in Omaha, but that, you know, it looked just like her. So I walked up to her, and I called her by her name. She turned around. It looked like her, but it was not her.
Hmm.
So that just blew me away. The other quick story I want to tell you about is I have a really good friend here in Omaha, and I was, we were shooting pool at a local pool place, and he said to me, he said, you know, Raj, he says, you look just like...
We lose him?
I guess.
Mm. Okay, I'm sorry we didn't pull the plug on you.
Too bad, I wanted to hear that one.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, Roger. You want to call back, we'll be happy to talk to you, but ain't nothing I can do about it. So let's move right along here and go east of the Rockies and talk to, well, I don't know, who are we talking to? Hello?
Greg?
Greg, yeah, hi, Greg.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, where are you calling from?
Houston.
Houston, hey, all right.
Dr. Shelley, I'm interested in your website. I like it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention the website. What is the website?
It's galactichealing.com, it looks like.
Okay.
Oh, it's galactichealing.org.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, thanks.
All right, Greg, what did you want to say?
There's a statement on there that I'm curious about. It says, following the premise that all time is now, when we heal our past, we not only help ourselves, we actually heal the collective consciousness of mankind. And my question, I guess, is what does that actually mean? My mother, I see that you do a lot of grief therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother just passed away last year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I was wondering, is this something, when you're talking about regression, and getting into healing the collective consciousness of mankind, is that something that the American Institute of Holistic Theology taught you, or is this a gift, or how do you go about doing the collective consciousness of mankind and curing or healing that? What does that mean, actually, is what I'm asking.
In the theory of, like, past lives, the reason why it's so powerful to heal the past, when I first started getting into this, I had been very, very ill, and I had gone to a regression therapist myself. And by going into the past, when we're talking about physics, just by observing a past event from a different perspective, it automatically changes the event. But in session, like with clients, I'll help you bring white light in there, and we'll heal it, and we'll change the way we perceive it. And what will happen is the physical body will begin to actually make shifts where you're, for myself, when I was going through this myself, it feels as though a weight has been lifted that you didn't even really consciously know was there. Cells begin to shift around and become lighter, and physical illnesses or ailments or whatever begin to go away. There's another thing that's really interesting in regression work. In fact, I had a woman here yesterday. I can do genealogical regressions with you, where basically... you know, they all sang like the sins of the father are replayed or whatever. There are energetic patterns that we bring through our ancestry. And so you can also go back in time, like back in your mother's genealogical line and go back to your great-great-great-grandfather or whatever. And you can actually pop down into these events and heal these events, which will heal the whole ancestry. And then in the now, there are energetic shifts that take place. And, you know, people come into the office and they'll have these profound visualizations, but they'll come out of the session going, gee, you know, what was that? Did I make all that up? Because we're so quick to, you know, discount everything. But then these same people would call back, you know, a couple days later, and this one woman says, my God, you know, my brother, who I haven't talked to in 5 years, has called and apologized, and we're going to get together, and we just feel so much better. So the things that are going on in our head and the way we re-perceive them will cause the physical body to heal. And when we change what's between our two ears, then everything that we're seeing out here in our physical world then begins to change. And when you change, the people around you, the loved ones and everything, have to change because they have to respond to this new projection that you're doing. There's a theory, you know, that we're all just projecting our stuff onto each other so that the other people can, like, act out some stuff for us because it's a part of us that needs healing or needs, you know, transformation of some kind. And when you go into your head through hypnosis or meditation or however it is you do that, and you heal, you forgive, you heal grief, you change the way that you look at things, you really are, if we are, which I believe we are, all living in this big cosmic energetic bubble, you are shifting the frequency of that energy to a much higher level. And yes, you are healing all time, because all time is now, and we're all a part of this energy that is our consciousness.
Okay, Greg, thank you. Let's move along here to the first-time caller line. Hi there, where are you calling from? Hello, wake up.
Hello?
Yeah, all right. Where are you calling?
This is Brian from Millville, New Jersey.
Yes, sir, Brian. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay. I just had a question about an experience with deja vu I had.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a... like a concert with my friends, and like I got deja vu, and it was when, like, my friend's girlfriend was, like, I guess she was in my way, and then she asked me, can you see? And then when she said that, like, I sort of knew what I was going to say next, and then I think I didn't say that, and it felt kind of strange.
What's your question, Brian? You're explaining, you're telling us about the experience, but do you have a question?
I just want to know if she could explain anything more about deja vu, or...
Okay, that's a fair question.
Okay.
Shelley?
Yeah, so I think you're saying that you imagined that you were having a conversation that you didn't actually have on some level, and then you felt some kind of strange feeling that maybe you'd already had that conversation. I think that kind of thing happens a lot. Did you bleep out into another reality? I mean, that's kind of what I was talking about earlier. You're driving down the road 1 minute, and you come back 15 minutes later wondering where you've been. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I believe, yeah, it's a form of deja vu.
Okay, thank you much. Let's move along here and go to... the wildcard line. Hi, where are you calling from?
Hi, Canada.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Cold in Canada, is it?
Yes, you know what? It's snowing. We got a lot of snow now.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah, always
right.
Beautiful.
Good.
Like you.
Oh,
and you, doctor. I am so thankful that you're on tonight.
Thank you.
If somebody would have said about parallel universes, I wouldn't have known one way or the other. But it happened to me in the summertime. And I was at work, and the job I do, you know, it's inspection. You know how you kind of drift off into a little mild, you shut your eyes and you sleep for like seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I did that, I was actually there. I knew the car I was driving, the clothes I was wearing, the person who I was with. We were going into a building. I mean, it happened in seconds, but when it was done, I went, that was too real. I thought, what happened? What was that? And I knew that it wasn't a figment. It was actually, I thought, I was right there. And I asked for help. I said a prayer. I said, I need help with this. Like, what just happened? And it wasn't a few weeks later, I heard on the Coast to Coast show about parallel universes. Well, I've been waiting, you know, for this subject to come, and someone who you're very well knowledgeable, and I've been listening, you know, right from the beginning tonight. And you are so interesting, and it's so, like, this is such a subject that should be, I mean, even more it talked about, because it is happening. And, I mean, I find that what you said about, you know, being here and then decisions that we do, it makes so much sense. So, and I love the genetics, we could go back and heal in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Like, you know, inside it just, I got, you know, I said, she's exactly right on.
Well thanks.
And
you can't argue with that, can you?
I guess I won't argue with it. Did you have a question, too? Or?
Well, I just wanted to know why, when I went there and how I got there, I don't know. It was just sort of like between a conscious and a subconscious. It was just the state. I don't know if I mean, I guess I'm going to contact you. Yeah.
How does it happen? Well, let's start there. How does someone contact you if they want to? I mean, do you do these readings by phone?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So
they can call me at 469-556-4325, or they can visit my website at www.galactichealing.org and send me an email.
Okay, well, but the question here was, why does this happen? How does it happen?
Why and how? Why it happens, I don't know that we know. How it happens, I think that it's happening all the time.
Okay, so there's nothing unusual, you're saying?
I don't think this is anything unusual.
Okay.
Like, if I told you to imagine where you're going to be eating lunch tomorrow, and everybody takes a second to think about that. Okay, some of you just popped out into a reality where you're sitting at your desk, you're eating a sandwich. Some of you went down the street with your buddy. Some of you went home. I mean, you're kind of popping into these other dimensions.
In and out.
The future, you know, and sometimes, you know, we have daydreams where we zip off into some place and go, well, where have I been? You don't remember where you've been, and in your case, you kind of remembered, wow, where have I been in the last few minutes? I don't really know where that is.
Okay, let's move along to the international line if we can. Hi, where are you calling from, sir?
Hello, I'm calling from Mexico.
Yes.
Mr. Rose, and Shelley, hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Before we start, I get to my question, I want to ask you something, Shelley. Can you feel me right now? Like, do you have the sense to feel over the phone?
Yeah.
Can you see me?
I can, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In your mind's eye, because I get a slight impression of you. It's really strange, but anyway, onto my question. Sometimes during my therapy, I run into things like the past life, and I'm not trying to go into the past life. It's it happens on its own, you know, like accidentally. And I was wondering if you could help me out a little bit there. Like sometimes I don't know how to deal with it. Like they start describing a life that's not theirs. It's from some complete different skew, and they have no way to explain it, and I have nothing to tell them.
So these are clients of yours who are coming in?
Yes.
And they just spontaneously are going off into past lives?
Yes, it only happens occasionally, but it does happen.
What kind of work do you do?
Therapy, mostly. It's like counseling.
Oh, okay, so you're just trying to do more mainstream counseling, and they're just popping off into some
past life? Yes, especially
recently.
I've been doing it for a couple of years, but now it's coming out more recently.
Are the people open to the concept of past lives?
Some are, some are not.
The way I do a lot of work in the Unity Church, and the Unity Church, the belief systems there are across the board. In some churches I go to, they're not very open to past lives, and others they are. And one thing that I like to tell people is, because a lot of people think, well, you know, am I making this up? Was I really a gunslinger in the 1800s? And I tell them, you know, it doesn't, that therapeutically it doesn't matter whether this stuff is real or not. It's You could just dismiss it to, hey, I made up this little story about living in the 1800s, but the point is, how does that you're seeing, or how does that you're experiencing now apply to what we're doing now? What is the lesson that you learned there, and how can you use this information to make my life now a better life to live in? And that's the whole reason why you do past life regression in the first place.
Okay, thank you very much. We have lots more people going to talk to you, so if you'll stand by, Dr. Kerr,
okay.
We will move along here. Coming up tomorrow's program, Michael Trudeau will be with us talking about the cashless society, and then Zechariah Sitchin will be here talking about many of his adventures, Planet X, and a lot of things, especially about what goes on in Mars. I am Hilly Rose, sitting in for George Norrie.
Can't believe what you're hearing? Listen to it again when you sign up for StreamLink at www.coasttocoastam.com. It's only 15 cents a day. Talk with Hilly Rose. Call the Wildcard Line at 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. From east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, 1-800-618-8255. International callers may call their in-country Sprint access number. Press option 5. Then dial toll-free 800-893-0903. Now, sitting in for George Norrie, this is Coast to Coast AM with guest host, Hilly Rose.
And if you didn't get a copy of the George Norrie double CD, well, you missed something. And you can still get it for yourself, you know. It's 2.5 hours of material that includes some of the great bumper music and unforgettable calls to the show, classic ghost stories from H.G. Wells, Edgar Allan Poe, others that George performs. So it's a great, gift, but it's an even greater gift for yourself, especially priced for Coast fans. So order right now at www.afterdarkcd.com or by calling 1-800. Again, that's 1-800-598-2331. My guest tomorrow night, of course, is Professor Zechariah Sitchin, also Michael Trudeau, talking about the cashless society, and we will do open lines in the first hour. So that's something to look forward to. And my guest in this hour for the balance of the show is Shelley Kerr. Book is beyond one of her many books, but the one we're particularly talking about tonight is Beyond Reality, Evidence of Parallel Universes. One thing before I get to calls again here, Shelley, energy balancing, that's something that you do a lot of. That's used in healing, is that right?
Yeah. We store memories holographically in the energetic fields that are around our body. And so even with hypnosis, I combine energy balancing to remove the energetic components to the memories that we're healing verbally. And there are different energy centers in the body, and I work to open those up so that the person's health and vitality is increased.
Well, it's sort of like looking at the chakras or the...
Yeah, the chakras.
And looking at the image around, you know, the color of people. I mean, is it sort of that same thing?
It's that same thing. Yeah, there are the seven chakra centers within the physical body, but in addition to that, there are multiple energetic layers around our body that are part of what is connecting us to everything else in the universe. And I believe that stress and just day-to-day living, we get energetic blockages in our energy field that will eventually or could eventually cause health problems. And so I work to alleviate those. But in therapy, what I'm saying is that there's actually thoughts are things. We know that. And so if I take somebody into the past life, in Florence, there is actually an energetic component to that in their energy field that has to be shifted so that the healing and the depth of the work can really be experienced.
But you also use Reiki and gemstones and crystals. I mean, you get into a whole lot of things.
Yeah, I get into all of that. I think it's all, everything in the universe has consciousness and different vibrational frequencies, and I'm kind of like to experiment with all of those.
All right, we will continue and take lots of your phone calls here right after this. Hilly Rose in for Vacationing George Norrie. He'll be back with you on tape Thursday and Friday of this week, and then live once again on Monday of next week. Let's go right now to the wild card line. Say, where are you calling from? Hello?
Is that me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, hi. This is Carol. I was in Palmdale. I'm closer to Apple Valley now.
Okay.
California.
Yeah, are you calling on a cell phone?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, go ahead.
As I'm driving. I wanted to ask if your guest has had any experience personally or other colleagues with people who have popped in from other dimensions and choose to stay here.
Carol, are you there?
Yes.
So you want to know if people have popped in from other dimensions who choose to stay here?
Yes, to stay in this dimension.
I've got one case study of a woman. This is kind of isn't exactly what you're talking about, but she was driving down a highway with her family, and she realized, she looks up, and she's about to be in a head-on collision with a semi-truck. And the next thing she remembered was she was turned the other direction, heading the opposite direction down the highway, and everyone was still alive. But when she looked at the clock, about 20 minutes had gone by. So my opinion on that would be that she somehow shifted her consciousness over into another one of her parallel universes, because according to her, what she was describing, probably everyone was smashed up in that automobile accident. And so I think that it's more complicated than that, because I think that, like in the case of the motorcycle accident, in one reality, the guy lives, and in maybe some other universe, he did have a motorcycle accident and maybe did not live. But I think that it's more out of our conscious awareness, because I think, yeah, in this universe, there probably are people who popped over. But it's so multidimensional that it would be hard to figure out, because I think even you could be doing this right now. And maybe
but they're not aware, they're not aware, and they don't profess to have done that.
Right, they're not really aware. You know, all in the case of the woman, all she could say was, where did the last 20 minutes go, and why do I remember a semi-truck getting ready to kill all of us? And so I think it's much more unconscious than that at this time. Hopefully we're going to start becoming more conscious of it so we can control it, but, you know, so I think it's happening all the time.
Okay, thank you, Carol. And let's go now to east of the Rockies, and who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I didn't hear anything but Rockies, so I was a little bit hesitant.
Oh, okay. Well, don't
you know
be
what I mean?
Yeah, I got the feeling. Well, who are you anyway?
I'm Pam. I'm in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay, Pam. What's your question?
Well, Hilly, before I start my question, don't try to work with it logically to understand how there could be so many at one time. You use the rest of your, not the logical part of your brain.
Okay.
It might be easier. I wanted to ask Shelley something. I'm aware of about four other places that I live besides this one. And I used to go or be aware of them when I was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go there every time I was asleep. And I would most of the time see all of them. But I had to have surgery. And during the surgery, I had a seizure. And when I woke up, then I can't I don't know if I still go, but I can't remember it. And I was wondering, well, first of all, could you blend them together so they wouldn't be so separate? And also, is there a way I can open that door back up? It feels like something, like the door shut when I was having that surgery, and I can't get, but I might just not remember it. You know what I mean?
Right. So you would like, you don't want it to experience anymore as being so separate.
Well, I know. I liked it that way just fine, but it might be more fun if it could all be more of one thing. I might get more. I got a lot more done in the other ones than I do this one. This one was just like, why did I have to come back in here? Yuck. The other ones were much more of what I would like to be doing in this one.
It's what you said, Dr. Kerr. Live your wildest dreams.
Yeah, we can all live our wildest dreams, I believe. I think you're saying you're wanting to know if, like, through hypnosis, you could tap into that which you used to be able to do. Is that?
Well, I'd like to be able to remember it like I was, like every night if I go to sleep and if I still go to those places, which I might. I'd like to be able to remember it when I wake up.
Okay, yeah, there are some case studies in my book where, you know, and I think something like this could be done with you, where I've taken people back. Like, let's say I could regress you back to how you were before you had your surgery, and then have you go down a new path where you didn't have surgery.
Oh, that would be good.
You know, and then I kind of do a process where I'm kind of fusing these two realities together.
That would be real good.
So that you would begin to then remember those things again.
Because I had families and stuff. You know what I mean? I have families and I miss them.
Right.
But you have to do this through regression. Is that right,
Yeah,
Shelley?
I take them on a kind of a regression. Into, like, but not a past life, into the present life regression.
Okay, so it's a hypnotic state.
It's a hypnotic state back before the series of events even that led to the surgery, and back to a time when you really felt tuned in with being aware of these other lives that you're living.
Okay, let's go to the international line now and say, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Kristiansand, Norway, and my name is Jean.
It's Jean.
Wow, Norway.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Washington, D.C. area, but I'm stuck over here for a few more months.
Hey, you don't get stuck in Norway unless you're in the snow.
No snow here, just very gray and rainy.
Really? Oh.
I'm on the southern coast. But anyway, I think you touched on this point a couple of calls ago, but what I was thinking when I was listening to you talk at the beginning of the show was that if we have an infinite number of each of us existing in different realities, all split off from our experiences and decisions, do we all then share a common soul such that when we leave this physical existence, we have the accumulated experiences as part of us?
I believe that yes, we do. There's a case study in the book about a woman who experienced, she would have these very strange dreams about being locked in a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like what the last caller was talking about, like she knew that this was some kind of other reality. And she sensed at one point that this other aspect of herself, or whatever you want to call that, crossed over. But yet, and so she stopped having the dreams, but yet she felt kind of like that aspect, or whatever you want to call that, of herself was more liberated and healed in some way. So I feel like it's all a part of the same thing.
So that part of your soul, for example, if you die in one of the realities, would be more or less absorbed back into the main whole soul, and our learning, for example, in the physical lifetime, is a much more broader plane than just what we experience in the here and now.
Yeah, because I think that at night when we're sleeping, you know, whether we're, with the last caller was saying she's not aware of it anymore, but whether we're aware or not aware that we're out in maybe other dimensions learning things and experiencing things, and then all of those things sometimes under analysis can have like common themes about what this soul in all of its capacities are supposed to learn here.
Shelley, I think this is a very profound question, and I'm trying to, you know, get my mind wrapped around this. We all have one soul. We're all from one soul, you're telling me?
No, what I was thinking was that each person has their soul, but it's spread across all the different realities.
Oh, but it's not all one soul. Is that right?
That wasn't what I was thinking, but I'm not sure what she was.
I think it is all one soul. I'll tell you the most profound, one of the most profound case studies that I've encountered so far. It was another time I was doing one of these groups. Sometimes in a group, I'll take the group into a parallel universe. And I was at an event over a weekend. The next day, this woman comes up and she said, "Man, I have had the most profound experience in your meditation yesterday." She said, "I traveled to a life where I am a woman who lives in China right now at this present day." And the woman was very upset because she had had a baby daughter who was killed. And so she said that night she went home and she was really thinking about this, like this was really heavy. And so she decided to go into a meditation, and she traveled back to that place where that woman in China was. And she said that when she got there, it was almost like she was remote viewing on the woman. The woman in China looks up and goes, "Who's there? Who's there?" And she said to her, "It's me. It's me. I'm a part of you, and I'm here to help you now." And it just, it just gives me the chills to think about that. And it gets into this whole thing. People talk about like that intuitive voice that we have, but the one that we're not always listening to. Like, who is that? Is that what we were talking about earlier, Hilly? Is that you coming from your own future, or is that some other aspect of yourself? Because I've got lots of case studies where people are living in, like, let's say you're Hilly, you're living in Norway or whatever, but you're also maybe living in China at the same time, but you're a different person, but yet you're all the same. And it gets into that whole theory about, you know, we are all one. That is the real thing.
A good fictional book on that subject is called One by Richard Bach, and
yes,
he explores that.
Yes.
And I could also wonder if this is one of the reasons that people are so sympathetic now with the situation in the East, is if we
totally,
if we feel some part of ourselves has been affected, even though we may not know anybody.
We have to be affected by that, because when you think of the number of souls, if you think of us all as energy for a minute, the number of souls who have, for whatever reason, left our energy field, or if we think of souls almost as like ice, like an ice is in a cube and then it melts into water. So if we think of these as spirits who have changed form, but to the massive number of people who have left our planet right now, it has to affect us, because we are all a part of this consciousness.
All right, very good question. Thank you, Jean. Let's go to the first-time caller line and say, hi, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Yes, ma'am. Your name?
Alicia.
Alicia, yes. Go ahead, Alicia.
I had some nightmares about 4 years ago, and it was like a movie of my life in the future. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and I was like, "This is so terrifying. How could this ever happen to me?" And I concluded that if I made the wrong decisions, these things would happen. And about 2 years later, those things actually started happening, and it really freaked me out, because, you know, that's kind of crazy. You're afraid something might happen, and then all these things start happening. And
yeah.
I heard you talking about earlier how that kind of happened to you.
This is such a powerful thing that you're talking about, because what people don't realize is, yeah, you've had a dream. To me, like I said, there's many, many possible futures, but now it's so disturbing, you're going to be afraid of it, and you're going to think about it and worry about it. I'm not saying you, I'm saying anybody would do this. But then what happens is, the more you think about it and the more you worry about it, then the more you're creating that. And so how is it that we can get into some state of being where we're not affected by these things, by this, if we want to call this some kind of an illusion? You know, we have to kind of get out of that mentality. I mean, for me, meditation has helped me tremendously with that. And but I think that, that our thoughts are something that we continually have to police at every given moment, because we're thinking about all kinds of negative things, and we have to start thinking about positive things. So, so were you able to change? I mean, I'm assuming not every single thing that you predicted happened, or what happened there?
I think she's gone off the line.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks much. Let's move along quickly to the wild card line. Good morning. You're on the air. Where are you calling from? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Yes, John.
Yeah, how are you?
Where are you calling from, John?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I used to live there.
It's a great place. Just moved out to actually the Mint Hill area, and we've been in this house for about 6 months. And about 3 years ago, I quit smoking, and my wife is a casual smoker. But the last 4 months, we've been smelling smoke as if somebody took a puff off the cigarette and blew it into your face. And it's in different areas, and it'll happen for like a week, and then it won't happen, and a month later it'll happen again. And finally, you know, I asked my wife, I said, I smell cigarettes. Do you ever smell them? And she goes, yeah, you know, I was going to tell you that, but I was afraid you'd think I was nuts. And I just kind of wonder, when you talk about parallel universes and leaving and going and coming back, could that possibly be me? Journeying in the past life when I did smoke. And
blowing smoke back in your face, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it could be you, or it could be, how old is the house?
No, it's about 35 years old.
Or is there, I mean, I don't know, to me, I would think maybe it's somebody in the house besides yourself. It could be yourself, but maybe there's another energy in the house.
It could very well be. It was an elderly couple that they both passed in the home in the past 5 years. I don't know if either of them smoked, though.
Interesting. It could be ghosts, you know.
That's what I think, but...
Yeah.
And then just ask them to leave.
Yeah.
Or tell them, hey, they can smoke outside.
There's a law, you know.
Exactly.
All right, Shelley, again, just hang in there, please. We have lots of folks who want to talk to you. Most interesting subject. And we book again Beyond Reality. I am Hilly Rose, sitting in for George Norrie.